I really had to get in the middle of this and cut this right within the program itself. It's amazing what has just occurred.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
With Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas. He went where many should have gone long time ago in the way he described a particular sect within the Republican Party, congressmen and congresswomen, a sect within there. Check this out, and we'll take it on the other side.
Do you have confidence that at this point, given that it is still possible that Marjorie Taylor Greene will push to vacate, to kick him out of the speaker's chair, that he can survive?
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. What didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield.
Wow. Okay. What you just said at the top of this discussion was intense. And is it your sense that, well, I'm just asking from your own opinion and own perspective, You're trying to put them in a box and put them in a corner.
Members are tired. We're exhausted. It has been a brutal Congress, but we're also dug in. You know, for some reason, these fringe people think as if they have the high ground. They do not. I assure you, the rank and file members that normally are kind of easygoing, you know, doing the right thing, put their head down. They vote yes or no, but they're not public about it. Those days are over. The fight is here. And this whole pushing, you know, if someone's going to poke you in the chest, the way you take care of a bully is you bloody their nose. And that's where we're at.
It is clear that the Republican Party has a current group within it that are a group of degenerates, to put it as kindly as one can. And what has happened for too long is we have moved the bar, we have lowered the bar in order to allow a certain level of degeneracy to become normalized. As he mentioned, somebody with the record of Gaetz, somebody with the records of Marjorie Taylor. It is crazy that these are people who should somehow have the stature of being a congressperson. Yes, they were elected, but given how they behave and given what they stand for, it is long time that they should have been placed in a box, not just because of who they are, but because of what they've done and what they've said. And to have one of someone in your own party describe you as ones with the hoods while in public, as opposed to doing it privately, that tells you how far the degeneracy has gone, such that one of your own comes out and say what we all know actively, what we all know currently, and just blurts it out. Good for Tony Gonzalez. He probably needs to become an independent or something, but good for them.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.